want to get to a warm place, someone can send us there. We know how to get there. We need to get a travel expert on the line, and we have from Expedia Travel expert Alexis Tiaku, who joins us. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. Looking for a place to go. It's springtime. Maybe when it's going to get warm here eventually in Northeast Ohio. But where are some places that we can get some good bargains at this point, or looking for a place to travel at this point of the year?
Right. So it's definitely been a long winter, and Americans are really just looking to get out of the house and get some sun for spring break. So we're seeing places like Cancun, Atlanta, Long Beach, Charleston, and even Puerto Rico are all going to be really amazing spring break destinations this year, especially if you're on a budget, because the round-trip airfare to these places costs less than $500. So there's some really great deals to be had if you're looking to stay local for spring break. And we also have this new program called Destinations of the Week, which features Expedia-approved and amazing destinations all over the world. And what's great about this program is it offers a minimum discount of 20% or more off hotels and packages. And what's even better is the deals refresh every Monday to provide travelers with a new savings opportunity to look forward to. And this encompasses not only domestic destinations like Phoenix, Orange County, Hawaii, and Vegas, but also international places like London, Sydney, and Kuala Lumpur.
Alexa, sometimes we hear that it's a good idea to book well in advance. Other times, maybe we can get a bargain if we just spur of the moment kind of swing into action. What's the best case this time?
So if you are like me and you like to book your flights early, there's still an opportunity to save on hotels. In fact, last year, travelers who booked their hotel at the last minute, so about a week or less before their trip, saved more than 15%. And to put that into perspective for you, the average daily hotel rates were around $160 in March and April last year. So there's potential for significant savings if you're willing to wait. And the reason that those prices can sometimes drop at the last minute is, people cancel, and then hoteliers are just looking to kind of fill those unsold rooms. So there's a great opportunity to save if you haven't quite decided where you want to go, or like I said, you've already got your flights and you're still deciding on a hotel.
And what about for groups of people? I mean, how do you kind of plan that together?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm planning a really fabulous girls trip to Tulum, Mexico in August for my birthday. And it's going to be about 10 of us traveling together. So since we all want to be together and we don't want to necessarily do separate hotel rooms, we're looking to get a vacation rental right on the beach. And vacation rentals are really great when you have large groups because you can all be together. You have the option to, go to a grocery store and cook your meals together. And, you still have separate rooms within the home, but you get to share the common spaces and, the pool, and you get to all lounge together, which is really nice when you have a large group.
If you're planning things like that, life can happen in a different direction and you may have to give up your plans or change. How easy is that, or what should we look out for so we know that at least we won't be out of all, maybe some, but not all of our money for that matter?
So on a site like Expedia, it's really important for you to kind of check your confirmation email within the first 24 hours. And oftentimes we have hotels that you can cancel and get a refund to up to a certain point before your trip. So just, paying attention while you're shopping around. And if you anticipate that your plans might change, or if you're not even sure, look for those hotels and for those properties that will offer you a refund in the event that you need to cancel.
You mentioned how Expedia.com is doing this destination of the week. Is that something we kind of join, or do we have to keep checking back to see what the new destination of the week is? How does that work?
Nope, you don't have to join at all. So you just head to Expedia.com, and on the homepage, you just scroll down to find today's top deals. And then you click in the carousel to the right to find the destinations tile, and it'll start populating with all of the deals that are available that week. And reminder, they refresh every Monday. I have a calendar reminder set in my email to go and check the new deals each Monday, since I'm obviously always looking for a new place to travel to. And You don't have to join anything. You just head to the website and start browsing.
We were talking today with Alexis Tiaku, who is the PR manager for Expedia.com. Says here in your bio that you took your first unaccompanied or a trip as an unaccompanied minor at the age of 5. What's the story behind that?
So I was living in Houston, and my mom liked to send me to my grandparents for the summer, you know, being a kid out of school, and, you know, she didn't have the summers off, so I would go and visit with my grandparents, and I took that first trip by myself when I was 5 from Houston to Seattle. It was a really long flight back then, but I did it, and I remember having breakfast on the plane, and there was actually another young girl that I met who was also traveling by herself, so they sat us next to each other, and it was my first flight alone. It was a really great experience, and I've been racking up the miles ever since.
Wow, that's fascinating. Obviously, you're somebody who's an independent woman, even back then, at the age of 5, it seems.
Yes, very.
That's great. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and if people want to find out more, Expedia.com is the place to go, right?
Yes, Expedia.com, and then you can also download our free Expedia app on iOS and Android.
Great. We appreciate your time, Alexis. Thanks for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.